Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2012, recorded on Thursday the 31st of May 2018. This week's recording will include the latest edition of What's On and a special invitation to you from the trustees. Call us on 01603 765365, that's 765365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. We have two new listeners this week, Mrs. Joan Russell from Dereham and Mr. Peter Billington from Bacton. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by
Ree Chakraborty
and Don Cleaver. We will have the usual news items from the evening news, letters from readers, information desk, and two features this week. One feature has an animal theme. The other is about a bird. There will be more about these soon. Margaret Thompson will be here with What's On, and at the end of this week's Chatterbox, we have a special information piece on our privacy policy for listeners. But first, here is a special invitation. On Sunday, August the 5th, the Chatterbox Committee are arranging a garden party to thank our volunteers for 40 years, and counting, of work in producing over 2,000 editions of Chatterbox. The garden party will take place on the Sunday afternoon at the Great Hospital in Bishopsgate near the Anglican Cathedral in Norwich. We do not have the space to invite all our 400 listeners, but we would be delighted if some of you can come. If you would like an invitation for yourself and a partner, friend or carer, and of course a guide dog if you have one, please let us know by the 14th of June. You could let us know by phone, by email, or by putting a note in your envelope when you return this recording. We will put all the names of those who reply in a hat and draw out 10 listeners' names for invitations. So if you'd like an invitation, leave a message on 01603 765 365 or email a message to contact@cbtn.org.uk, or just put a note in the return envelope this week or next week. We hope to hear from you. We will now start with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Our first four stories this week include three that resulted in reader response. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival came to an end, and the director is delighted with the arts extravaganza. There was a music festival at Earlham Park that was a great success. Sadly, the Bishop of Norwich has announced he is retiring after 20 years in Norwich. And at the Britvic factory, which is scheduled to close, workers are considering strike action over the redundancy payments they have been offered. But first, let's hear about the festivals.
Norwich and Norfolk's festivals director has spoken of his delight at the adventurous nature and warmth of the audiences at this week's May Arts Extravaganza, and how he is already looking ahead to planning next year's event. The festival drew to a close on Sunday after 17 days packed full of cultural delights, which kicked off with an outdoor spectacle in Norwich that saw giant opera-singing dolls entertaining the crowds in the streets and drummers take to the sky above. Reflecting on his first festival, new director Daniel Bryan, who took over from William Galinsky earlier this year, said, "The thing I have really loved is watching people enjoying themselves. This is my first festival, and I have been amazed by the warmth of the audiences. Whether they are on a cold beach in Wells or in the theatres, people have been enjoying themselves and opening themselves up to new experiences and the festival spirit, and that's been fantastic. It's one of the nice things about Norwich. Norwich is an independent spirit, and I think the festival celebrates that." He also paid tribute to the fantastic team effort of everyone involved in the festival. from the sponsors to the staff and the army of 120 volunteers. Plans are already being formed for next year, although Mr. Bryan is keeping the details a closely guarded secret. I've lots of thoughts about next year, but I'm not telling you them yet, he said. We will look at the successes of this year's festival. We will look at an opening outdoor celebration and see if we can do that again.
Thousands of music lovers basked in the sun at Norwich Park during a weekend of live performances. A sellout crowd of 15,000 people took a trip back through time for Let's Rock Norwich, which returned to the city's Earlham Park for its second year. The 1980s festival, organised by UK Live and supported by Eastern Daily Press, saw performances from familiar names including The Human League, Jason Donovan, Nick Hayward, Sonia and Katrina and the Waves. Fitting with the era, the crowd was a sea of neon colours and leg warmers, while inflatable guitars were tossed overhead. Posting on Facebook, the festival organisers thanked everyone who came and said the Human League had been a fantastic end to the day. And it seemed festival goers agreed, with many giving glowing reviews of the weekend in the comments.
The Bishop of Norwich has announced he is to retire after nearly two decades serving the Diocese of Norwich and a career with the church spanning more than 40 years. The Right Reverend Graham James, who is currently the longest-serving bishop in the Church of England, said it has been a privilege and an honour to serve as Bishop of Norwich for nearly 19 years. His final service at Norwich Cathedral will be in November. Bishop Graham said, "I intend to retire as Bishop of Norwich early next year and will conclude my public ministry at a service in Norwich Cathedral on Sunday, November the 25th, the final Sunday of the Christian year. I will use the following weeks to draw my involvement with many local organisations and charities to a close, and also to disengage from a number of national responsibilities. It's been a privilege and an honour to serve as Bishop of Norwich for almost 19 years, and Julie and I will find it hard to leave. We are returning to Cornwall, to Truro, but the Diocese of Norwich and her people will always have a big place in our hearts. Thank you for all your support. Please pray for us as we prepare for this new chapter in our lives, as well as for those who will be responsible for the appointment of my successor. May God continue to bless you and this diocese."
Workers at Britvic could strike over the redundancy payments that are being offered ahead of the closure of its Norwich factory. The GMB union, which has nearly 150 members at the Brackendale factory, has told the Robinson squash maker it is to ballot on industrial action, as employees are unhappy at the package being offered, while some having been with the company for more than 30 years. The drinks manufacturer confirmed plans to leave Norwich at the end of last year, putting 220 jobs at risk, with the move scheduled for late 2019. GMB regional officer Ivan Mercer said the factory had been the most efficient and productive in the group, and workers felt they had been cut adrift by the brand they had helped to build. Mr. Mercer said Unilever had offered a more lucrative package to its employees, adding that workers who had been at Unilever for half the time of some of those at Britvic receiving double their payouts. A Britvic spokesman said, "We understand this is a difficult time for our colleagues at Norwich and are hugely grateful for the dedication that they are continuing to show."